Okay, let's try again. Carla Zamanti, are you with us by phone?
I can hear you.
I can hear you now. Thank you for your patience.
You're welcome.
Okay, so you're the animal control manager for Jefferson County, is that correct?
That is correct.
Tell us everything we need to know about There Is No Poop Fairy.
Well, basically, it's a public education campaign to try and convince people to do the right thing and pick up after their dogs when they take them out into parks and on trails and out into public. It's becoming an increasing problem for us at animal control.
Is this really a big issue? Is animal control receiving a lot of complaints from citizens throughout Jefferson County? Are people stepping in what's left behind from the dogs? What's the issue?
Yeah, we are receiving a lot of complaints. We have a couple of Little League ball clubs that have had to cancel practices and games because there's so much dog feces on the fields. We've had to have a Jefferson County school bus stop moved because the place where the kids were picking up the bus was littered with fecal matter. And it's always been a very difficult thing to address through enforcement because an animal control officer has to see it happen, or a citizen who sees it happen has to know who these people are and be able to tell us where to take the ticket. And neither of those things happen. So we decided, instead of focusing on an enforcement campaign, that we'd do a public education campaign with the idea of getting people to, you know, realize that it's an issue and do the right thing and pick up after their dogs.
Is this a recent development in human-animal relationships, especially in Jefferson County on the Front Range? In other words, are people letting their dogs run wild, so to speak, more than they ever did years ago? Or is this just a matter of population pressure? There are more people, more pet owners, more dogs out in the open.
I think that's it. I think there's more people and there's more pets. And when so many dogs congregate with their people on the public property, it just becomes a bigger issue sooner than it would otherwise.
What kind of a health issue can it actually be, though? Seriously, if I'm on a baseball field, like you explained just a moment ago, certainly wearing my uniform and my cleats or whatever, maybe unfortunately stepping in this, but how would it affect my health?
The fecal matter contains all sorts of bacteria, E. coli, salmonella. It contains parasites like hookworm and roundworm. And these things can be transferred to people and to pets. And it won't necessarily happen every time that you stepped in it, but it certainly could. And then in addition to that, it impacts the groundwater and the runoff. And so those bacteria are flushed into the streams and then into the lakes and into the sewer systems, and it's just kind of a nasty problem that people really should pick up and throw away in the garbage can.
Right now, my guess would be there may be somebody on Interstate 70 driving into work, into the office, and they're saying to themselves, well, I own a dog. I pick up after my dog. This can't be a problem. Do you find that dog owners in general are receptive to this campaign? Are they hostile to it? What kind of response are you getting from that part of the community?
Well, generally, we've gotten a very good reception. We started our campaign in the parks on Saturday, and I've heard from several of the volunteers who said, you know, people are just welcoming them and thanking them for their efforts, and that, you know, it's about time we do something about this is the attitude that we're getting. We have had a couple of hostile reactions. People just feel like it's, you know, fecal matter is biodegradable and they should be able to leave it behind and it should be somebody else's problem. But by and large, we've had a very positive reception to the campaign. And, you know, doing our internet research before we started this isn't just a problem in Jefferson County. It's a problem everywhere. And there are cities and counties all over the country that are looking for solutions to this problem and have embarked on different public education and outreach campaigns.
We only have about a half minute left together this morning. Do you have any web information or a phone number or a way people can learn more about the There Is No Poop Fairy campaign in Jefferson County?
They can certainly check our website, and you can reach our website through jeffcosheriff.com. And then there's a link to the animal control page. We have information on the Poop Fairy campaign there. And in addition, there is no Poop Fairy Facebook page that people are posting on. So that's very interesting as well, to see people's reactions to the campaign. And there will be, there's been a demand for T-shirts, so we're working on a method. We believe our animal shelter is going to make those available for sale to the public.
Carla, thank you so much for appearing on KGNU this morning.
You're very welcome.
That was Carla Zamanti, Manager of Animal Control for Jefferson County, talking to us about There Is No Poop Fairy campaign. Up next is going to be